רמח"ל דרך עץ חיים. Okay. Aval. So we spoke last week about tmimus, and that the to miyasha the akmimus, to straighten the bent in us. And we spoke about the taf and about the ragle of the regular of the taf, which is mechuba, which is that regular of the taf. We have to be miyasha. We have to straighten it out. That's the concept of tmimus. And when a person is miyasher himself, straightens himself up, then he is rui for kedusha to dwell on him, for holiness to dwell on him. Okay, so now aval, yeah, it says kshezei nityasher. When a person, oh, we spoke also about the kina of the eight sahara, that when there's a pirusul, when a person does a maisa. The pirsum, a good thing, the pirsum, is a kitrug of the eight sahara. So explain that last week as well. Why there's a kitrug? Why the eight sahara the prosecutes kilu? He has achiza in such an action when it's the pirsum. Okay, aval kushazen ityasha, when this regal, when this akmimus is made straight, the mikalim evarechet Hashem. Then in a group, as a community, we then praise Hashem. Then we can do our actions in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'farhesia as a group. When we have that tmimus, when we have that yashrus, then there's no achiza b'chlal. There's no connecting then for the yitzhar. Because then it will be pleasant for such a person to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even before, after he already became pure, i.e. straight, and he has this mid of tmimus, of yashrus, of straightness. Ki ein hasitra achra, the sitra achra cannot, yichola litachez, to connect, ulukatreg, and Ella the Mokum Shiesh Beit Achiza, only in a place that has Beit Achiza. Vizeu Shmor Aglecha, guard your legs, Kashetelech El Beit Elohim. Guard your legs in which you go El Beit Elohim, to the Beit of Hashem. Ki bitchile tzarich atal lishmor haregel. In the beginning, you have to guard your regel, Shel Hatav. The regular of the taf, as we spoke about, liyasher ota, to straighten the regular of the taf. Now he's going to explain, v'chakach telech al Beit Elokim, and then you can enter Beit Elokim. Or ki yadua shemalchut, or ki yadua shemalchut nikrabayis, the malchus, the shechina, the divine presence, entering this world, right? That's the malchus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the kingship of Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Bayis, the notion of Chazal. That's why Bayis is always, you saw the divine presence rested Ba'ohel Shosara, Ba'ohel Rivka, Ba'ohel Rachel, in the houses of the others, the Ne'er Dolek, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos, right? That Ne'er Dolek that was, that represented the Shechina, the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis. Dolik, light, always a light. That Ne Dolik in the houses, that Nes, that the Ne Dolik. That same Ne Dolik is the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which Gemara says the Ne Ma'aravi that wouldn't go out would represent the dwelling of the Shechina in Klal Yisrael, amongst Klal Yisrael. For Kfar Manu, Shechiza the Sitra Achra, the connecting of the Sitra Achra, Min HaMadregot HaTachtonot, Tachtonot, from the lowest level of the Malchus, Shebechol HaMadregot Shebemalchus, all the Madregas of the Malchus. It's actually the Malchus of the Malchus. The Achiza of the Ra, or the Sitra Achra, has only Achiza in the lowest part of the Malchus. And the highest spheres has much, much less Achiza. Yeah? But that's the main Achiza. That's the regal of the taf.
Yeah.
Okay. Regal of the taf represents the malchus of the malchus. That's, you know, you see a taf, a little leg that goes out. That represents the malchus. We have to miyasher it. And the yishur of that removes the achiza from the sitra afra. V'keshataase ha-tikun ha-niska l'mala v'tmimus. When we do this tikkun that we mentioned above, v'tmimus, this yashrus, this straightness, going with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as yatmimus titein chizuk l'kedusha. Then this yashrus, this tmimus, will give chizuk l'kedusha, will give strength to kedusha. Ki v'zman hazeh ha-shechina besod migdal ha-poreach ba'avir. At this time, the Shechina is considered a migdal ha-poreach ba'avir. Migdal always refers to Migdal Oz, we're going to see later. Migdal refers to the Malchus, right? Migdal David refers to Malchus, right? We say Migdal Yeshua's Malko, right? Because of Moses, that refers to Malchus, in the Malchus, right? Like on certain days you say Migdal or Magdil, right? It depends. If it's a time that the Malchus is the Aliyah, it's Migdal. That's why on Shabbos is, on Yom Tov we say Migdal. Anyway, that's not for now. But Migdal represents the Malchus. So before the Tikkun, the Migdal is Poreach Ba'avir. It's hovering. It doesn't have, isn't brought down into the world, right? It doesn't have expression fully in the world. That's before the Tikkun of the regular of the Taf. Ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei ha-mayim. The Spirit of God is hovering al pnei ha-mayim, right? Shumarachefet al habnia al baneha. It's hovering on her children. Latzil et mi shu ruilin atzel. To save those who are fitting to be saved. Right? Those who are fitting to be saved, those who are going to be miyasha, their raglaim, and go with tmimus, those are going to be mitak in the malchus, and the malchus then can be expressed through them. Aval, kishi tukan hakol, when everything will be fixed. I.e. that regal will become a straight regal in the world. Azi ye nikra Migdal Oz. Migdal Oz. We called the Migdal, the Tower of Oz of strength. I.e. will now be here in the world with the strength in the world. I.e. it won't be hovering in the hovering. It won't be without proper foundation. It will have a strength and a foundation in the world. Kamosha Katuf, Migdal Oz. Shem Hashem bo Yarut Sadik v'Nisgav. The Migdal Oz, there the name of a God is in it. Name of God is in it. It's in the world. Yarut Sadik v'Nisgav. And they will run a Sadik to its heights. I.e., that's the place where a person reaches his heights, his spiritual heights. When the Malchus is in the world is reaching its spiritual heights. The Sadik, everyone in the world is reaching its spiritual heights. Ki Hatikun. When there's this fixing of the, there will be this tmimus in the world, this straightness in the world. As yitain oz l'shchina, this will give strength to the divine presence. What do you mean strength? It will be expressed in the world. Yitain nikrat migdal oz, then it will be called a tower of oz of strength. I.e., ubo yaru tzarek. In this, our tzarek will run. Shehu ha-yesod. That's the yesod. Shinikra tzadik, v'nisgav, and it will be lifted up min hasitra achra. He's saying, what's saying this? When there will be this tmimus, this tower will have strength in this world, and there will be a chibu kiviyachol. That's what tzadik represents. Tzadik yisod olam. There will be a chibu of the lower world to the upper worlds. Right? There will be a proper chibu. Because Yisod represents the Chibur, represents the Eva of Chibur, the limb of Chibur. That's what Yisod represents. There'll be a Chibur of a proper Chibur to the lower world of the upper world. What's called Zivu, Loshon Chazal. It's called the, like you were asking, the Yud Kei, Vav Kei will be Mechuba to the Adni. The male will be connected to the female, there'll be proper connection. Now, the question was, is this something only general for the whole of Klal Yisrael, or this is specific to a person? So everything is specific to a person and general for Klal Yisrael. Right. Just, there's a difference. A person could only reach a fixing as much as the world is reaching. Maybe reach a little bit more, but if the world didn't come to a fixing, then, or complete place, then the person can't be can't reach his full completion, because the world is lacking completion. He will, through his completion, bring the world to close to completion, but the world will still be lacking completion. There's still people who haven't come to their completion. But so the tzaddik, as much as he'll come to completion, the framework that the world he's in will prevent him from reaching his full completion. You see, there's also what's called Migdal Bavel. The Migdal Bavel is also called the Migdal. Right. And Rashi and Chumash brings the Kivyachol, they wanted to Kivyachol kill the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings, they put smuchim, they put things to Kivyachol that the heavens wouldn't collapse. They wanted to create a place in the world which is the antithesis of Yerushalayim, the opposite of Migdal David, the opposite of the Chibur in the world. They want to create a place in which, Kivyochel, there was no Chibur to lower world, to the upper world. And that's what they meant. They put smuchim. They didn't want there to be any connection between their actions and the heavens. In other words, they could do whatever they wanted to do, and there would be no interference with that. That was the Migdal, that's the smuchim that they put to hold the heavens from falling in because of the actions of the people. They want to make no chibur. So the concept of Migdal, right, is a concept of the Malchus, of the chibur of Elyonim to Tachtonim, the higher to the lower. Or it can be Migdal Romi, like we see at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, that it brings Aluf Magdiel, and then speaking about the Migdal, right? So Rashi brings, this is Romi. That's the Migdal of Rome. That's connected, if you learn the end of the parasha here, that's connected, all the Malachim that were in Edom is connected Malchus of David. That's Rashi brings here. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings a very, very deep thing, which is brought in the Ari, the worlds of the worlds that were created, which is represented in the Malchus of Edom, and then fixed, which is represented in the Malchus of Israel. The Malchus of Edom, right, causes a disconnection. That disconnection is represented in the destruction of the world, or destruction of the spiritual worlds. The Migdal Oz, the Migdal of David, the Migdal Ayi Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash represents the Chibur of Elyonim to Tachtonim. The Migdal Oz represents the Gilui of Malchus, and all the Tikkun of the Malchus. And that, we're saying, is when all the Akmimus in the world is removed, all the bentness in the world is removed, when people live with this Tmimus, this honesty, with this straightness. You understand? Nearly, seems to me what's in the statement of our rabbis, may the name be blessed. Hane birkei the rabbanon, those knees of the rabbis, the shilhi. This is Gemara in Brachos Favon Aleph. The shilhi that are like minayahu, that are like weakened minayahu. It's from the Sitra Achra. Minayim, from them it is. From the Achiz of the Sitra Achra. Aval, kishyitukan, when it be fixed, azilotiye ayifut, there won't be weakness or tiredness, vishilhut, and weakness, l'chach me'atera, to the wise and people of the Torah. Ki az yikuyam mikri shekatuv, then it will be established, pasuk. Va'alu moshi'im b'har Tzion, then we'll go up, our saviors, in the har Tzion, in b'har Tzion, in the Mount of Zion. Hem hatrein meshichim, who are saviors? Those are the two meshichim, the two types of Mashiach. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Sh'tiyeh lehem aliyah, they will have an aliyah mitoch haklipot, from the lower worlds. They won't, right? Im kol habirurim shibiru im ashrinim, all those lost sparks which were clarified from the lower worlds, in which they had some sort of connection with the lower worlds. Lishpot et ha'esav, to judge the mountain of Esav. As tevuah, because Esav represents, like we said, the Sitra Achra, and like as tevuah, Sitra Achra min ha'aretz, will be removed the Sitra Achra from the ha'aretz. That's what's really written in passage by Yishlach. That's what I was telling you, that's the remez. Those biurim, I need to explain to you this. Those biurim, what he's speaking about here is when Adam Rishon was chote, or before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and destroyed them. A destruction of the world is represented in the shlita of Esau, the Ra in the world. Esau represents that concept. So those broken worlds, those worlds of din, they were broken because they had no, there was not a proper chibur. And they were broken and they fell into the lower worlds, and sparks of Kedusha fell there. These sparks, that's the birurim which he's talking about, these birurim need to be mitbarer. And that's, actually Arizal says this, that's what's learned, these are called rafach nitzotzim. This comes from merachefet. This is Ruach Elohim, merachefet. That's rachaf, right? That's rapach. Here it's rachaf, the rapach nitzotzim. These 288 sparks which fell into the lower worlds, that's what's represented in Ruach Elohim merachefet al pnei ha'mayim, that we just said over here, Shu merachefet al baneah, latzil otam, to save them.
The rafach is the 288?
Yeah, it's the children, to save his children, we said about, but to sell them from those that are feeling to be saved. That's representing these sparks that are going to be brought out and from the lower worlds, because through these sparks, the lower worlds have their dominion. So when you do a mitzvah, every mitzvah you do, you're basically straightening yourself in a certain sense. That's straightening the taf. You're bringing, you mevara these birurim, you mevara these sparks, and the sparks are then come back to you. We go back to the higher worlds. We come back to you in a form that they're fixed and they're now part of you, and they were removed from the lower worlds. That's called your neshama enters you more. That's called your moach, your head, your spiritual head, which is represented through these sparks coming back to you. And that's the shefa, and that's when a person becomes more himself, becomes straightened. So the mitzvahs are the things which straighten us. And when we're full and complete in our mitzvahs, all these birurim, all these things will be completed. When these birurim, when these sparks all come, i.e. when a person fulfills his life, and when the world fulfills its purpose, right, then all these sparks come back to Kedusha, and they're removed from the lower worlds, the mitbarer, they're clarified, brought back to where they should be. V'haytel Hashem ha'mlucha, then to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there will be the malchus revealed in the world. Azi yichud v'chibud, then there will be oneness and connection of Kudsha Bricha v'shchinte, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his dominion, i.e. the Zuchibu of Elyonim to Tachtorim. The Shechina represents the lower world, the lower spiritual world, and there's the higher spiritual world. There will be complete connection between the two of them. B'yom Ahu, and in that day, Yehashem Echad u'shmo Echad, will be God one, and his purpose, his name one. Amen, ken yaseh akel. Amen, netzach selah ve'ed selah, amen selah. So that's the tachlis of the world. Now this needs to be explained. Just as the world comes to its tachlis in the clarification of these lost sparks, when the worlds, the spiritual worlds, right, when it happened in the Chedav Adam Rishon, it happened in Matan Torah with the Chedav Egel, again, where our status is this world, there's still Birurim, there's still these sparks that need to be clarified and brought back to us. when these sparks are brought back to us, what it really means is that part of our neshama, which isn't in us, is mitchaber to us, connects to us, and we become one with ourselves. Just as we become one with ourselves as an individual, so too Kiviyachol, the neshama, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, the neshama to the world, he also connects with his Shechina, with his lower self, Kiviyachol, in the world, and becomes one, becomes B'yichud U'B'chibu, like we said. Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Shechinta, Kodesh Baruch Hu and his dwelling in the world, so to speak, become one, either the proper chibur in the world. Now, this is true, like we said, this is true of an individual, this is true of the world. It's a very important point that when we say we created B'Tselem Elohim, it's not only that man was created B'Tselem Elohim, the whole world, Kiviyachol, right, the connection of the world to Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kiviyachol, like Neshama Leguf. This is brought down. In Brachas, the Arizal speaks about it. The connection of Neshama to Guf is like the connection of Kiviyachol Kodesh Baruch Hu to the world. So, that's a very, very, very important Nekuda, because a person can understand the world if he understands himself. And a person can understand himself if he understands the world. There's like in physics you say there's an invariant. There's like, you know, there's the laws of nature the same for everywhere in the world, right? And that concept is a very, very deep concept in physics. In spirituality, there's a very deep concept. If you understand yourself, you understand the world. If you understand the world, you can understand yourself. There's the whole world, the whole cosmos is speaking the same thing. If you listen to yourself and you listen to the world, you hear the same message. And you see the same details. Alright. Hine. Mimamarim elu tavin. From these words you'll understand the taskil. Bisichlecha azach. In your sechel. In your clear mind. Ki ein trufa lemakateinu. There's no... no healing to our wound, ki im besik haTorah, only with being involved in learning Torah. That's a very big statement. It means you cannot have a trufa from the Sitra Achra without Limud haTorah. That's why Limud haTorah is so choshuv by Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing as, oh, I'm working, I'm not learning. If you're working, you have to be learning. If you're not learning, you know, you can read, you can do whatever you want to do. There's no trufa lemakateinu. You can do all the mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. You still get Yetzer Hara shalit on you. Ki ein lecha davar hamachlish koach hasitra achra. There's nothing which is weakens the strength of the sitra achra. Ki im esek haTorah, apart from learning Torah. Kamo shehu gadlanu, like as is revealed to us. Shirimei HaManoach HaChasid HaMukubal. The times of this Chasid, this big Kabbalist, HaGadol, big Kabbalist, HaRav, Rabbi Shimshon Astarifalir. How do I say his word? Rabbi Shimshon Astripalir. Kishahaita HaGzeira, Rachman HaTzam, when it was a terrible Gzeira, Bishnat Tavcha Chet. Yishbiya HaRav HaNiska LeMala the Vish'alota, he asked a Sheila above Alma V'Lama, why was all this happening to the Jewish people? Et M'katreget Al Ameinu Bnei Yisrael, what's that which is the big Kitrug on Klal Yisrael? You'll tell me Kol Amumot, why is there all, you know, all these sorrows happening to Klal Yisrael, more than the other nations? V'yeshivalo, she answered him, yitbatlu michem shloshe dvar, because they would not have fried from Klal Yisrael three things. Elu, verzo mikitrugi, if these things are nullified from Klal Yisrael, I'll go back for my kitrug. I won't be mekatrug on Klal Yisrael. V'eluhem, Shabbat, Mila, Torah. These are three things of Malchus. If you understand, by Hanukkah, yes, these are the three things that the Greeks tried to wipe out of Klal Yisrael. And if had they, Chas v'Shalom, wiped that out of Klal Yisrael, then there would have been a big kitruv on Klal Yisrael. Miyad hishivla harav nizka lemala. Yavdu hem kehena v'kehena. Know that these were the three things that he said, the Mekatrix, she said, she would stop from her kitrug if from Klal Yisrael they would battle these three things. Either the Sitra Achra, the kitrug, said, if these three things went from Klal Yisrael, then they would stop from the kitrug. Miyad yeshiv la harav haniska lemala. The Rav told her back, Ya'abdu hem, let them to be destroyed, chas v'shalom, kehena v'kehena, more and more. Not one letter of the Torah Kedoshah will be mevatel from it. Chalila, chas v'shalom. The Maase is the same thing in the time of Hanukkah. The Greeks said the same thing. Become, just don't keep Shabbos, Mila, and Torah. Be like us.
Right.
Then we won't persecute. Yeah, we won't persecute. You can live like us, be like us. That was the fight of Hanukkah. That was the Milchama. Hare Tavin says, bring a right this. Now you understand, but Teda, and you should know. Shekol hakabalot shenatati lecha ad hena, hen emet. All that which I taught you now is true. V'limut Torateinu hu l'yetzara is to the yetzara v'lesitra achra. The other side, sam hamavit, a potion of death. Ulachenu Beit Yisrael, and to the Jewish people, Usamachayim, it's a potion of life. Hine tire, Shechorban Beit Kodshenu, Utifatenu, the Chorban of the Beis Hamikdash. Shegelinu Ma'otenu, that we were exiled from our land. Haya Ba'avon Bittul Torah, because of us, of the Bittul Torah, the Jewish people. Kamosh Mavuah B'Toratenu Akdosha. Like is explained in the Torah Akdosha. V'amru kol ha-goyim, and they told us all the goyim, Alma asa Hashem kacha la'aretz adot, on what Hashem did to this land. V'amru al asher azvu et brit Hashem elokei avotam, because they left the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God of their fathers. U'brit hamu sham haynu Torah, and the brit that was said there, this is Torah. Hine be'emet matzinu, in truth we found, shevite HaKadosh Baruch Hu al avodah zarah v'gilui arayos v'shfichut damim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been mevater, would have pardoned us on these averes chamuras, gilui arayos v'shfichut damim. These are three averes chamuras. A person kills and is allowed to die in Kiddush Hashem for these three things. V'lo viteh al ma'asa shel Torah, on that they didn't make a bracha, the Gemara says, on Torah Tchila, because they didn't have a chashivas within the Torah. On not having chashivas for Torah, that's what called the Chorban. That's what it says. Shneema al azva met Torati, they left my Torah. U'beferish savach ha-novi, the Novi cried, shouted, screamed, Otiyazvu, me let them leave, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Toratai lo shamro, and my terror they didn't guard. They left me and they left my terror. But Darshu Chachameinu Zichron and Bracha, and the Chazal make a drasha from this pasuk. Halavai Otiyazvu, it's better they leave me. V'torati shomu, and they look and they guard my Torah, right? Mm-hmm. And there's actually a midrash here that Ramchal brings in his Limud HaTorah. And there he says that why he explains even the Rishayim alavai tiyazvu v'torati shomu, why? Because Oshabol, the light in the Torah, machziram lemuta, will bring them back. Mm-hmm. Nimsa, we find from this, Kol ha-ka'as, all the anger shekas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Amo Yisrael, on the Jewish people, hu b'shvil ha-Torah, it's because of the Torah. Ki b'chol pu'ula, ein mi shevin shorash ha-pu'ula. In any pu'ula, in any action, there's not someone who will understand the root of that action, ve'echuta, its depth, v'ma'uta, and what it is, ki im ha-poel v'atzmo. The person who made that, who may be in Hapura, he understands its action, the echuta, its depth, its echus. I say it's echus, it's quality, its quality, its finesse. Ula ezid ava pa'al Hapura zo, and how it works this action. Lachena Kodesh Baruch Hu, therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu, shu pearl kol ha'pu'ulot. He acts all these actions. Yodea she'esek ha'tera, he knows that the involved with the Torah, who rosh the kolati gunim, it's the head of all the fixings. V'chein hizir aleha kama pa'amim, he warned on it many times. V'kas aleinu kol ka'as hazeh, and it was anger with us, all this anger, al asher azhu et torato, because they left this Torah. V'hine klal zeh hu b'yadeinu, this klal is in our hands. Any generation which isn't built the Beis Hamikdash in its days, kilu nichrab b'yamav, it's as if it's destroyed in its days. Umacha shehem abale bechira, v'ayochlim lifol b'maaseim, because they were bale bechira and they could act according to their actions. Atovim shibane Beit Hamikdash v'lo asu, we could act in our actions to build a Beis Hamikdash and we don't, and it wasn't done. L'chein ma'ala aleim, right? Ki'ilu nechrav b'yameim. That means, since we can act with our actions and fix that, which was the Torah, the chibul to the Torah, the connection to the Torah, and we don't do it, since we destroyed it. V'ken ha'dava hazeh, ma'cha shelanu mishpat ha'bechira. Since we have mishpat ha'bechira, lim osbera, to go away from the rav, and chobato, to choose good, v'lasot tikunim gedolim, and to do major things, ayadei esek toratenu, through learning of Torah, ve'ein anu oskim, and we're not being involved as we should be in Torah, nimsa anu garma benizikim, we cause this damage, shasitra achra mitgaberet, the ra in the world is strengthening, chas v'chalil, chas v'shalom. Ubifrat limud chokhmas ha'emes, it says in Ra'im Chal, especially learning the premius of the Torah, the depths of the Torah, chokhmas ha'emes is Kabbalah, v'hu limud ha'kabbalah, the learning of Kabbalah, v'hu rosh l'kol ha'tikunim, when a person learns Kabbalah, it's the head of all the fixings in Torah. K'mo sh'amar Rav HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, zichrono l'bracha, b'peh maleh, d'bei yifgon Yisrael migaluta. With Chochmas Ha'emes, Klal Yisrael, with it, Yifgon will be redeemed, the Jewish people from its galus. U'beschut limud ha-kabbalah, yatzu Yisrael min ha-galus, they will remove from the galus. And Arizal, when he writes in his Hakdama, he explains why he's writing it. And he explains that the limud of Kabbalah is that which is going to bring on Mashiach. So, but you have to understand, the concept of Torah, the concept of Beis HaMikdash, is the concept of Gilu HaShchina. That Gilu HaShchina, the Ramban explains in Chumash, is the same Gilu of Torah, the same Shchina that was on Har Sinai, was then transferred to the Mishkan, and from the Mishkan to Yerushalayim. So that concept of Beis HaMikdash is the concept of the Chibul of a Kodesh, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rotzen, which is the Torah. So when there's a Gilu of Torah in the world, that's the Metzias of Beis HaMikdash. It's very stupid and very foolish that people think, you know, let's go build Beis HaMikdash, you put a few stones there, fight with the Arabs. They're crazy people. They don't realize, it's not a building that we're lacking.
Right.
It's not a building.
It's what it really was.
Yeah, what we are, we're not ready for it. We don't have the Torah that that represents. When we have the Torah that represents, it'll come. And anyway, when Chazal, the third Beis HaMikdash, It comes minashamayim. It's eish minashamayim, you read. It's when we bring the Beis HaMikdash in our own hearts, in our, the lev, the chacham lev, has to build. Leib is a Chacham Leib, then we can build Beis HaMikdash B'Zar Hashem. Okay, I have to go.